The use of cavalry within ancient Chinese warfare is something the Qin are credited with introducing on a large scale. This has to do with the geographic location of their homeland. The practice was learned from nomadic peoples with whom the Qin shared borders. During a time when battles were fought for the most part by foot soldiers and chariots, the Qin cavalry's ability to strike hard and fast overwhelmed many of their enemies. The short armor and pleated skirt on this figure, which would have made riding a horse easier, identifies him as a cavalryman. In the Qin army, cavalrymen were often assigned reconnaissance missions and would have to travel long distances to obtain information about enemy forces. The attire, pose, facial expression and physical build of this figure suggests he is ready for his assignment. With his arms at his sides, his now empty hands once held a crossbow and the reins of a horse. Less than half of the terracotta horses excavated from the mausoleum pits are cavalry horses. Unlike the bare-backed horses which draw chariots, cavalry horses are each saddled and individually paired with an armored cavalryman. This horse's expressive face, alert ears and plated tail convey prestige and strength. The saddle is finely detailed with straps, tassels, buckles and a blanket, and its bridle components. The bits and reins were detachable pieces made of bronze or carved stone. The large hole in the abdomen of this terracotta horse provided ventilation while it was fired in a kiln in one of the imperial workshops. In 210 BC, at the age of 49, the first emperor died while traveling through his territory. His death left a power void which led to a rebellion. Soon his heirs were overthrown, and the new Han dynasty began just a few years later, in 206 BC. Yet the first emperor's legacy endures, from his ambitious feat to unify a nation, to his vast burial complex. His legacy is revealed in the China we know today. One can't help but wonder what's going to be found next. What great treasures and new discoveries are going to come from this site? We hope you have enjoyed learning about the legacy of the first emperor of China today. If you have some time, be sure to stop by VMFA's collection of East Asian art on Level 2. You may also enjoy Dig It, a free interactive exhibition in the Art Education Center. This hands-on and digitally enriched space invites visitors of all ages to explore the field of archaeology and learn more about works of art made in ancient China.